Crossing borders, finding myself traveling to a new country is more than a change of scenery. It is a confrontation with everything familiar in life, a chance to step beyond the limits of habit and comfort. When I boarded a plane for my first solo journey abroad, I expected adventure and maybe a little nervous excitement. What I did not anticipate was how deeply the experience would transform my sense of self, challenge my assumptions, and ultimately reshape the way I see the world. The anticipation. The journey began long before I left home. For weeks I scrolled through travel blogs, practiced simple phrases in the local language, and stared at the glowing map pinned to my bedroom wall. My destination felt both impossibly far and tantalizingly close. Friends and family asked why I had chosen that country in particular, and my answer was always the same: curiosity. I wanted to know what it felt like to wander through streets that had echoed with different histories, to taste food made with spices unfamiliar to my tongue, to listen to voices shaped by another rhythm of life. Still, beneath my excitement ran a steady current of fear. Would I find myself lost? Would locals resent my fumbling attempts at their language? Or would I be lonely in a place where nobody knew my name? These questions lingered until the plane lifted off, and then, suddenly, I had no choice but to embrace uncertainty. First impressions, when I landed, the air itself felt different, thicker with humidity, tinged with scents of street food sizzling in carts near the airport. Signs in a foreign script flashed past the taxi window, and I realized how dependent I had been on the ability to read without effort. Here, every word was a puzzle. The city's rhythm hit me immediately. Crowded sidewalks pulsed with energy. The chatter of voices rose and fell in a cadence I could not yet decode, and colors exploded from market stalls filled with fruits I had never seen. At first, I clung to the safety of my hotel, venturing out only in cautious steps. Yet each time I returned, I carried back a little more confidence, a little more courage. Small victories, travel, I discovered, is built on small victories. My first was ordering food successfully at a tiny restaurant tucked between alleys. I stumbled over my words, cheeks burning, but the waiter smiled and patiently guided me through. When the dish arrived, fragrant and steaming, I felt a surge of pride. It wasn't just a meal, it was proof that I could survive, even thrive, outside my comfort zone. Another triumph came when I navigated the public transportation system. The trains were fast, efficient, and completely overwhelming. I misread signs, boarded the wrong car, and ended up two stops away from my intended destination. Yet in the process of asking strangers for help, I discovered something unexpected: eye kindness. People pointed, gestured, even walked with me to the right platform. That human generosity transcended language, and it gave me courage to keep trying. Moments of discomfort. Of course, not every moment was triumphant. There were times when the strangeness pressed down heavily. I remember sitting in a crowded plaza, surrounded by families laughing and friends chatting, and realizing that I was utterly alone. The loneliness was sharp, almost physical, and for a moment I questioned why I'd come at all. But then a child wandered over, curious about the foreigner with a backpack. She smiled, waved, and offered me a piece of candy. That small gesture reminded me that connection can happen anywhere, even when words fail. Discomfort, I realized, was not something to be avoided. It was part of the journey, discovering the culture. As days turned into weeks, the unfamiliar began to soften. I visited temples that seemed to breathe with centuries of history, their stone walls cool under my hands. I watched artisans carve intricate designs with a patience I could never master. I sat in cafes, eavesdropping on conversations I could not understand, but still felt the rhythm of. Food became a gateway into the culture. Each dish carried a story, a soup passed down through generations, a dessert made for festivals, a spice blend unique to a region. Sharing meals with locals opened doors to their lives, and soon I was not just a tourist but a participant, however briefly, in their everyday routines. My growth in reflection. Traveling to a new country forced me to look inward as much as outward. Away from the familiar markers of our identity, my language, my routines, my social circle, I had to face myself more directly. Who was I when stripped of context? Could I find strength in vulnerability? The answer slowly was yes. I learned to laugh at mistakes instead of fearing them. I discovered resilience in navigating challenges alone. Most importantly, I realized that the world was not as intimidating as it sometimes appears. Strangers could become friends, unfamiliar streets could become familiar pathways, and fear could transform into freedom, returning home. When I finally boarded the plane back, I carried more than souvenirs. I carried the sound of a foreign language echoing in my ears, the taste of dishes I longed to recreate, and the images of landscapes that had stretched my imagination. Yet the greatest souvenir was the change within myself, a newfound confidence, a deeper empathy, and an insatiable desire to keep exploring back home. People asked me what the country had been like. I found myself struggling to answer. How could I explain the way the air felt different? The joy of a successful conversation in broken phrases. The quiet pride of navigating a strange city alone. Words could only sketch outlines. The experience itself lived deeper. Conclusion. Traveling to a new country is an act of surrender, to the unknown, to vulnerability, to the possibility of transformation. My journey taught me that growth often hides in discomfort, that connection can transcend language, and that the world, vast as it is, feels a little smaller once you have walked its streets. Most of all, I learned that stepping into the unfamiliar is not about leaving home behind, but about carrying home within you, reshaped, enriched, and ready to meet the world anew. Returning home, when I finally boarded the plane back, I carried more than souvenirs. I carried the sound of a foreign language echoing in my ears, the taste of dishes I longed to recreate, and the images of landscapes that had stretched my imagination. Yet the greatest souvenir was the change within myself, a newfound confidence, a deeper empathy, and an insatiable desire to keep exploring. Back home, people asked me what the country had been like. I found myself struggling to answer. How could I explain the way the air felt different? The joy of a successful conversation in broken phrases. The quiet pride of navigating a strange city alone. Words could only sketch outlines. The experience itself lived deeper. Conclusion. Traveling to a new country is an act of surrender, to the unknown, to vulnerability, to the possibility of transformation. My journey taught me that growth often hides in discomfort, that connection can transcend language, and that the world, vast as it is, feels a little smaller once you have walked its streets. Most of all, I learned that stepping into the unfamiliar is not about leaving home behind, but about carrying home within you, reshaped, enriched, and ready to meet the world anew.